This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yourself back in place here. This is the time when all men get together, and women too, to listen to a discussion of the issues of the day and the events of the day. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay still has those issues. She sounded fine on Friday, though, I thought. Didn't you, Victoria?
She seemed to feel apparently she pushed herself a little too hard, though, so yep. She's got to get those lungs working again.
This is the time looking around, listening, feeling that the world is going so fast. Do you ever feel that way?
And yes.
Jennifer teases
especially
me.
Especially when you always say, it's, yeah. You know, we're almost at Christmas. And I go, no.
Well, we are almost at Labor Day, which is kind of sobering. But what does the time have to do with the way you live your life? Do you switch things around because you are trying to deal with things, to feel better about things, and you don't think you have time for yourself, you don't have time to do all the things that you want? I certainly think that all the time. The busier you are, the harder it seems to just get off the wheel. And that's why the hurricane this past weekend was kind of a, it wasn't a hurricane, but the storm on Sunday sort of set a tone for doing nothing. And I found myself taking a couple of naps, going to a couple of movies, and just zoning out because there wasn't anything that could be done. My work had been set up sort of for the week as far as the radio program is concerned, and the farm couldn't do anything, so I just zoned out. Had dinner with a friend. It was just kind of nice to just, I went into the movies.
I love a good storm warning. I grew up at the beach. Yeah. It means no one else is around me, so, like, right. I love it. I'm like, bring it on.
Yeah. And for a while, COVID went away, at least as far as our focus is concerned. You know, there have been so many things that have been said about people and their motivations, and this guy's a bad guy because he's a Republican, and that guy's a bad guy because he's a Democrat, and we hear lots of different stories. And
well, you just recapped cable news from last week.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I'm going to give you, somebody sent me, a guy who's a very good friend of mine, a good friend of the program, found something that he knew would be perfect for me. And thus, perfect for you. Most of you need to get off the wheel for a while. So here is sort of the contents, the message from a postcard that was sent a number of years ago, which focuses on how good people really are. I think this will be a tone setter, hopefully, for you for today.
People think we're more divided as a country now than we've been in a long time. I know it can seem that way, but when I was a little kid in 1969, the Vietnam War was tearing the country apart. And they'd shot John F. Kennedy, and they'd shot Bobby Kennedy. They'd shot Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. And there was the Manson family and the Zodiac Killer, and it just felt like the whole country had lost its mind. My father, who'd grown up in the Depression, well, his faith in humanity was just at a low ebb. And the two of us that June were driving from L.A. to Oakland in an old 1960 Oldsmobile, and a water pump blew out south of Bakersfield. And so this was long before cell phones, so we were about, well, we were going to have to hoof it like 9 or 10 miles into town when this young cowboy pulls up in a flatbed and offers to tow us in. And all my dad had on him for money was this old Chevron gas card, so he kept telling this young fellow, you know, I can't pay you. And the young cowboy's looking at him like, yeah, I wasn't going to charge you. So he rolls us into town, and this is a Sunday, so nothing's open. So he has to go get his mechanic friend to open up his garage, and my dad says, hey, listen, I don't have any money. And the mechanic says, you know, we'll work something out. And then they all realize they don't have the actual part, so now they got to go roust out the local auto parts store owner, and they bring him down. And my father's like, okay, we need to talk about how this is all going to get settled. Because he just couldn't imagine anybody being this trusting about the money. So the cowboy says, look at that, and make you feel better. I got a bunch of watermelons I need to get loaded onto my flatbed, and it's pretty hot work, and if you help me out, I'll pay for the part. So next thing you know, we're all unloading watermelons from inside a rail car. That's about 140 degrees. And 90 minutes later, we are soaked in sweat. And up rolls the car, just running like a top. And my dad says, I really don't know how to thank you fellas and for this good turn. And we're turning to go, and the mechanic gets this look on his face and says, whoa, whoa, where do you think you're going? And you could see on my father's face just all the fear and distrust come to the surface. He's stiffened like a leopard. And the mechanic says, no, no, no. My wife's going to make us all Sunday dinner, and you and the boy can get a shower and a clean shirt, and it'll make the drive easier for all of us. So we sat down for a dinner of fried chicken from the chicken right over there and corn on the cob from the corn right over there. Man, I got to tell you, we'll never have a meal that good ever again. And my dad didn't say maybe three words the whole drive. But when we got home, I got into bed, and I was just about to turn off the light. And he stops in the doorway, and he says to me, no matter what you see in the movies or on TV or you read in the papers, you listen to me. That's how people really are. And about a month later, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. So, keep the faith.
Not necessary to say anything after that, is it? Really?
Who was talking? Because there's some content.
Yeah.
Jen and I are convinced that was Gavin Newsom talking.
No, it wasn't. It was the radio station manager, a guy from the business.
Sounds just like him. That was uncanny.
Well, I think it's important to, like, remember that people are people, right? I mean, people are always... I don't know. I think a lot of times we focus on what we see or what
problem.
We hear.
Yeah.
I do. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. I try to. I
do.
To look at everybody in the eye.
That's why I came up with that.
Smile.
When Russ sent that to me, and it's so frustrating to deal with Facebook. I'm trying to get Jay to post that because I don't know how to do it. She can't even get it posted. Where it's a simple piece of audio and video. It ought to be easily transferable, and Facebook puts up all kinds. I'm getting so sick of Facebook. Anyway, I don't want to spoil the moment. The moment is
focus on the goodness
of people and how that story, I would play it again if I thought it would make a difference if people didn't get all of the gist of it. Ladies, you can decide whether you think I should play it again maybe later on. But it really is.
Well, it's a lovely story, but I mean, maybe those stories still happen in 2021, but I think that there's a skepticism.
That's the point.
Two generations have, passed, so.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be as cynical and skeptical as we are, but maybe find it every day. I find there's room, it's kind of like manure. There's more, you grow all of this stuff every day tangentially because there's more of it. Every day. Mm-hmm. And that's part
kindness
of my...
Kindness is like manure.
Yeah.
Spread it around.
Get some on you. That's what we should do.
Maybe I'm just thinking about that because my manure spreader broke with a load on it over the weekend and it wasn't easy to fix it.
If you want to see the video, Jay has let us know that it's on the DJV show page. So if you want to check it out for yourself, you can take a look and spread it around, right? If it makes somebody happy today.
It's a good
reminder that people are usually inherently good. We just have to find it.
Yeah, so why then do we not talk about the goodness? Why is it that the stories about stuff, you know, Trump's a bad guy, Biden's a bad guy, and all that other stuff that we get wrapped up in, who gives a rat's butt? I get to a point where I just don't want to talk about that stuff at all. As a matter of fact, I saw something this weekend. You're going to love this. The question presented in this cultural piece was whether or not Shakespeare was a woman. There seems to be new theories suggesting that Shakespeare, if not a woman, was at least a free-spirited feminist. And so, to be or not to be, that is the question. Does it have a different meaning? Because some people think the Bard of Avon may have been a woman.
I don't know. You should ask my mom is a Shakespearean scholar. Yeah. And she kind of believes what's out there, that Shakespeare did exist and that he was a male person. Not a male person, but a man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they had male people back then. but I don't know. There are a lot of theories. The one that gets her, if you want to ever, like, just tweak her, is when you tell her that he didn't really exist. Because there's also that theory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is that theory.
And, Yeah,
right. Or that it was like, multiple people, right?
Right. She'll fly under one name, off the ceiling.
So this is from this cultural piece is from the Oxfordian, which is an academic journal published by the Shakespeare Oxford Society, which my daughter has access to because of, she went to school there. There were other theories that had been put forth. Not only was Shakespeare a woman, but somebody else named Lanier actually wrote many of the...
I can hear my mom screaming in my ear.
So, but is this just another example? Lanier, by the way, was his lady friend, I think. Amelia Lanier was close to William Shakespeare.
Now that happened with the Fitzgeralds, right? We do know that Zelda Fitzgerald wrote a lot of stuff that F. Scott stole from her. That happens a lot. We do know that. The long-standing rumor that Harper Lee did not write To Kill a Mockingbird, that it was really Truman Capote who wrote most of it. They were best friends. I mean, there are truths to some of those stories, so I can see why that conspiracy theory would maybe ignite that, mm-hmm. Maybe his lady love helped him. But in all partnerships, don't you help the person that you're with?
We hope that that would be
on some level. I mean,
yeah,
right? I want to, sure.
Yeah, that would be you'd like to think
that's not far fetched, but to say that he didn't write any of it, I think then Jen's mom, we need to calm her down.
Calm her down a little bit. Yes, exactly. All right, the Zodiac Magic podcast that we are touting now, looks like we had lots of new listeners today. I was looking at the stats over the weekend for Zodiac Magic. We're now in our fifth week of doing this podcast. It is exclusive material in the podcast with Laura Banks, great astrologer, talking about every single day what you need to do to build on the day before. Friendships, relationships, finances, stability, that sort of thing. Whether you make long-term commitments or not, listen to what Laura has to say in Zodiac Magic, and then you can hear our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, who is very, very good. One of the things in this piece that she does is define karma, which is something that we all have, and she deals with the power to change karma. Is it there? So it's really kind of stimulating. I love this sort of thing. A lot of people do. That's why we're doing it the way we're doing it with astrology and the psychic. So Mary and Laura are with me. I'm just the facilitator and one eagerly who's listening to the words that they come up with as to how they may imply or impact me. And you're probably somebody that could wonder the same. So get the story of your week starting today and every Monday. Zodiac Magic, a new podcast every single week at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or more easily wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe. Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello? Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the DGV program with Jen, Victoria, Doug, and you. The sad news of the passing of Don Everly of the Everly Brothers. Remember Bye Bye Love, so many other great songs. They were considered a country act, but they... Yeah, they were. They were one of the first inductees, actually, into the Country Music Hall of Fame. It's because of their guitar work. Crank this up a little bit.
Wake up. Wake up. Please, Susie. Wake up.
They had, I think, 19 or 20 number one tunes. They had 45 or 50 tunes that charted from Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie Listening, to There All I Have to Do Is Dream, 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 Dream. Both of them were big smokers, and so I think that's what Phil died 4 or 5 years ago, if I remember correctly. Yeah, 2014. He had lung cancer, COPD stuff, and I think that Phil had the same. I mean, Don had the same thing. So, anyway, 84 is kind of young. They lived a pretty good life. They were very popular. They were pretty easy to work with. They were everywhere. I mean, these guys were everywhere. His mother, by the way, is 101.
Yeah, she's still alive.
She's still at it. Yeah, right. All right, so there's the passing of Phil Everly.
Don, but they're both gone now.
Yep. Okay, so you're going to have to give me some info, ladies, on this Carrie Ann from the talk, because I don't watch it.
She has been on this program before.
She has? What did she do on this program? We interviewed her?
She did a guest appearance with us. Remember, she was super nice. I think we hit it off pretty well. This was a while ago, but she's, you know, the judge on Dancing with the Stars, and I think she was here to talk about that a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so she's going to...
out. She's done with the talk because she's got some health issues. And so she originally replaced Julie Chen as the permanent co-host back in 2019 when Julie Chen left because her husband... Les Moonves had, you know, was facing, he was fired right. and from CBS and the whole thing. And so now I guess they're going to replace Carrie Ann with another guy because Jerry O'Connell has joined as the first male permanent co-host. He replaced Sharon Osbourne. And so now I think the search is on to add another guy, which I think is actually really interesting.
I like it
to
too.
Have, mm-hmm. yeah, to have two guys and probably
what's Jerry O'Connell's
two girls.
Background? How did he qualify? How did
he's
qualify?
An actor and he was very likeable. Close in the running to be the new co-host for Kelly Ripa. He was in the final three, I think.
Is he a New York guy? Is that?
I know.
He's actually lives out here. Yeah,
the talk is based in California.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
I think the reason adding the guys is kind of fun is that otherwise you're kind of just a replica of The View. And
right.
So I like that element. And it adds a chemistry and a dynamic, a little push and pull, because not only do you have maybe political differences or ideologies, but you also have the male-female thing, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, I've always liked The Talk. I never liked The View, but I think that this is a good mix-up for to add more guys.
You know, it's very interesting. If you're watching most of the networks now, the traditional networks, they're plugging heavily their fall because they're going back to the old way of doing things after two or three years of it being a mess or spreading out the opening of all these shows, spreading out across different times. But NBC is touting the return of all of their big shows, and CBS has a thing. Actually, they're using the theme, the old song from The Happening, See You in September. And one of the things that I was surprised to see was the likeness of William Peterson, who was the star originally of the original CSI. Apparently, he's coming back. They're going to redo CSI Las Vegas, and he's going to do it, and he got hurt. Look at some of the... Did you see that? The... Things that are, this is sort of, had to be taken by an ambulance to the hospital. He got sick on the show, so we'll see what that's all about.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden hinted on Sunday the United States may stay past the August 31st deadline to get our people out of Afghanistan. Hours ago, the Taliban told Reuters, absolutely not. The United States must be out by 31 August. German military brass are reporting a firefight involving German and American troops and perhaps a Taliban fighter at the north gate of the airport, left the Afghan fighter dead on Monday. 7 Afghan civilians desperate to enter the Kabul airport were crushed to death on Saturday, as reported by British military. Former South Carolina Governor and United Nations Ambassador Republican Nikki Haley tells CBS News President Biden has surrendered to the Taliban.
They're not negotiating with the Taliban. They've completely surrendered to the Taliban. They surrendered Bagram Air Force Base, which was a major NATO hub. They surrendered $85 billion worth of equipment and weapons that we should have gotten out of there.
USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
As President Biden is hinting, the United States may stay in Afghanistan past the August 31st deadline to get our people out, the Taliban told Reuters hours ago, absolutely not. Americans must be out by the 31st of August. Former Defense Intelligence Officer Alex Plitzis tells Fox News what he knows at this time in Afghanistan.
It's extremely messy, as you can imagine, just given the rapid nature of the collapse. The situation at the airport itself is pretty dire. So the airfield itself, it's still nearly impossible to access for a lot of folks. Our men and women in uniform are doing a tremendous job providing security and taking care of the folks who are there. And the diplomats on the ground, once again, are also ensuring that everyone is able to have their paperwork processed and be able to get out. They're really doing great work. So a group of veterans and also former other government officials from other government institutions. Yes, we've kind of banded together. It's sort of almost a natural role. And I know that may not sound, that may not sound normal to people who are listening. But if you think about it, we've been at war for about 20 years. So we have, a network of folks who have been in country, for random, periods over those 20 years, who have people who trust them. We have experience kind of navigating government bureaucracy. So we're sort of acting as a force multiplier, per se, in terms of helping to get people information and then being able to bring them to the right folks to help extricate them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Welcome in to another half hour of poignant discussion about some of the issues of the day. I say issues of the day, the events of the day, but every once in a while it's important and good for us to have a sidetrack. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay is not with us today. I was talking about some of the stuff that I did over the weekend, going to the movies, and I just said to Victoria that there have been few times when I have been more attracted to somebody who is on the screen than Emily Blunt. I haven't seen those movies that, the kind of horror movies that she did with her husband, but she's in the Jungle Cruise thing with The Rock, and the two of them together are so appealing. The story is so cute. The only problem with it is a lot of creepy crawly creatures in it that I close my eyes and see snakes coming out of somebody's nose or something like that. But
it is the Jungle Cruise.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know, right? But she
not
is
the living
so,
room cruise.
Yeah, okay. She's so appealing. There's something about I've in other movies I've seen when she did Mary Poppins. I thought she was very appealing in that too. She's just very appealing. I can see why Krasinski likes her. She's very, very, very appealing. Anyway, so that's that. So as long as we're doing an overview of some television news, I was telling the ladies how excited I was. Kind of, I must be leading a slow life. I usually, at the end of the day, have an hour to watch a TV show, and I get my favorites, have dinner before I go to bed after I've been on the farm most of the afternoon. And I look forward to some of these shows, and they're all touted, both NBC and CBS. I haven't seen it. I don't watch much stuff on ABC, but a lot of stuff on CBS and NBC. And Victoria just said, do you see the scene of Mariska Hargitay kissing Christopher Maloney?
Well, they didn't kiss. They're teasing. They have their nose to nose in the picture that she posted, and then he and she went back and forth commenting, and will they, won't they? Yeah, they're really hyping that relationship.
Well, that's that was the attraction. Not only
it's been
21
years they've never kissed.
Yeah, right, exactly. But the stories that they do, the fact that they still, after all these years, come up with intriguing stories to keep that show in the top 10 every week. And then, was it last spring I said that Dick Wolf, I think, had 7 shows in the top 10 in terms of regular commercial television. And Maloney's show, when it came in at the end of the season, did very well in the ratings, so they wanted to make sure they got a full season out of that. And it's to see the plugs for Blue Bloods and the other shows that I appreciate. I think Bull is a good program. Frankly, good stories. Speaking of television, this boob Mike Richards. Remember I said at the beginning that this was not going to... I said, just looking at him, body language, didn't know anything about the guy, never mind the stories that have now followed him, but I just said he's just not going to make it. He's not, and so you wonder what kind of judgment call.
Wait, Jeopardy. No one knows Mike Richards' name, so yeah, Jeopardy.
Mike Richards was chosen as the new Jeopardy host. He'd been a production guy on it for a couple of years, but apparently, as soon as he got on the show, there were people that were women mostly talking about stuff that he said or did. And so he was in, was it even a week or was it show?
No, he taped one day. So yeah. Last Thursday was the first day of production. He taped on Thursday and on Friday he stepped down. So, and this is, you know, there were a lot of rumblings about him. I don't know how he made it this far in terms of like not being, you know, kind of publicly and privately vetted, because but when he was working for The Price is Right, he was a producer on that show for a long time. And so there was a woman, one of the models, you know, who like, you know, stands there with the arms in the air, like, here's your new car. Well, she got pregnant with twins, and apparently he fired her. That was the allegation. There must have been enough to it, because she won $8.5 million from the show in punitive damages.
It makes you wonder if that was just the culture, because if he did that all himself, like unilaterally, don't you think that, I don't know, I feel like we would have heard this story before. The show must have made that decision, that now he's kind of paying the price for, because he's the public image on that decision.
Well,
right?
He was the co-executive producer, so, he obviously had a lot of...
But he didn't have it. There's something about him, body language, energy, whatever, he just didn't have it. I didn't see him.
Well, now they're starting all over again. They're going to bring in more celebrity guests while they search for a new host.
Yeah. Merv Griffin must be rolling around in his grave. With all of the hoopla about this.
Forget
Merv. Wonder,
what about Alex Trebek? This is his legacy
They messed. And then you wonder, because Sajak, they were both about the same age. I think Trebek, they're great friends in real life. I think Trebek's a little older, though, 4 or 5 years older than Sajak. But Sajak's been there. They both started the same day. Was it 39 years ago or something? I mean, they've been on that. Sajak, Merv Griffin found Sajak as a weatherman someplace in the Midwest. I can't remember where it was. But he said, that guy, he's perfect for Wheel of Fortune. And Griffin was so good at that stuff. And then he came across, there was somebody else who started with Jeopardy. I think it was Art, guy that was from St. Louis. He did a bunch of game shows. I can't remember his last name. Art Fleming. He started it, and I think that Merv realized that he was too bland for it, and he didn't have that same confidence. Alex had always that confidence. When you looked at him, you knew, you listened to him, the way he put things together. He became immediately such a student of the show.
So incredible.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The real thing that I think everybody just knew. He was so credible, but he was kind, and he was never snobby about it. Like, he was supportive of the contestants. You could see he felt bad when someone didn't know an answer or didn't make any money. But Alex was just, he was perfect on that show and, became a sort of international treasure. And now I think that this is just showing how difficult it is to fill the shoes of Alex Trebek.
Yeah. And then thinking about how many people paid attention to those shows and how smart Merv was to put them together the way the legacy. These shows make billions and billions of dollars for CBS and Sony. So,
well-oiled machines, but that means it. But still, the personality matters. You know,
of course it does.
Yeah.
And this has created a real hiccup. A lot of people aren't watching it anymore just because it's not Alex. Never mind who the, some people were anticipatory about who's going to be the new host, but then they kind of lost interest because they kept, bringing more people in because they're all comparing whoever was there to Alex.
Now. Yeah, I feel like, we're casual Jeopardy watchers, but I feel like it's fun to have the celebrities for a while, but then you're ready to kind of, settle in and start dating somebody long term,
Yeah, right, exactly.
We need a full-time person now.
Thank you. I'll remember that. That's good advice, Victoria. Peter Gallagher has joined Grey's Anatomy as a doctor who knew Ellis Gray. Peter Gallagher, well-known character actor, mostly a New York character. Any more a New Yorker?
He's a theater guy for sure.
Yeah,
but
right.
He has had. He's on Grace and Frankie. He was on
Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
He was really good. Oh my God!
Yeah.
He made me cry.
He's a good actor.
He didn't say a word, and he made you cry.
He reminds me of Chris North in the fact that he's a New York guy, and he's been very active in the Broadway circuit there, as well as being on every television show that's produced there. So, anyway.
He'll be a good addition to Grey's Anatomy to kind of, mix it up a
little
bit.
He's not McDreamy, though. He's no McDreamy.
Well, he's not going on as a love interest. He's going on as someone who knew Meredith Grey's mother.
Yeah. Well, isn't it time for her to have a new boyfriend?
You would think, right?
Yeah.
McDreamy and McSteamy are long gone, so.
Yeah. there we have it, boys and girls. That's the bottom line. It's McDreamy and McStreamy. McStreamy?
McSteamy.
McSteamy.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen. We need distractions, much as anything else. I thought you'd be interested in this. The focus is on fugitives in China, and being a fugitive, and how hard it is there because the police in railroad stations and all over now are using glasses equipped with facial recognition cameras linked to law enforcement databases. I don't know if I don't think we have that here yet, but the police in China spot people who are using fake IDs or traveling to avoid arrest. Apparently, even though this is sort of like a sci-fi movie, they're using it to target political advocates and minorities who are not in well with the Chinese government. So here's a technology supposedly was being used for law and order, but now it's being used to segregate people, like the Muslim problem they have. I don't know how you identify Muslims with a pair of glasses, but they're targeting political adversaries and putting them away. Again, we don't pay enough attention to what the Chinese people are really all about or what the government's all about and how people over there, we think we have prejudices here. You ain't seen nothing. Sometimes there's an article or two in the Epoch Times about that stuff as well, which is a magazine, if you don't know what it is, that's controlled by expatriates from China. Interesting points of view they take on a lot of our issues here, telling stories about what's going on in China. But because they're not the New York Times, they don't get as much traction. Now, maybe they shouldn't, but somebody should be paying a little more attention to them than they do. All right, the American Family Farmer Show, another one of the programs that I do every week. that sort of puts together food issues, farm issues, family issues. The most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer focuses on Bayer Chemical, not selling Roundup anymore, at least to individuals, but they'll still sell it to farmers. But they've announced that they are trying to get by all of these lawsuits that so far have cost them billions of dollars. People who have used Roundup at home didn't know how to use it properly, got sick and have gotten cancer and died. That's one of the things that we talk about. And then we have Bobby Wilson, who's a dairy consultant. A lot of focus on where your milk is coming from these days. And my usual opining. I actually, in this particular podcast, talk about how cattle are dehorned. So if you're really excited about that, folks, you might want to check out the most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to BambooHR.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at BambooHR.com/demo. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, how many of you are playing the lottery, Mega Millions, Powerball, all the other states?
I always think I should win, but then I forget to buy a ticket, so it's really weird.
No winning. And you know what? The other thing is, this week there was an announcement. I guess every year it happens, but last year, $570 million in lottery winnings have not been claimed.
Wow.
Most of them are small prizes, like the scratch-off tickets, that sort of thing. But there are a dozen unclaimed prizes of $1 million or more.
Wow.
There are 100.
So do you think those are people who are, like, self-loathing right now because they, like, washed their ticket, they knew they won, but they lost it?
Yeah.
Or do you think they're people who just never check the numbers and they're, you know, ignorance is
usually blue. The lottery ticket expires, though, 180 days after. With some of them, it's a year. But there are at least 100,000. There are 100 people that have 100,000 that hasn't been claimed either in lottery prizes around the country. That's pretty astounding. All right, wake up, boys and girls. 10 before the hour.
Now with orders.
orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Time for our visit with Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the Weekend Money Pit program. But as they say on TV, but wait, there's more. There is. There are the podcasts, and there is the newsletter, and then there are the questions that people who listen to this program send our way for Tom every week to answer, like Grant, who has torn out some paneling around a window. And he found a lot of insects there. Are they insects or are they termites? What are they?
Well, what's it's the same thing, don't you think?
They're pretty disgusting no matter
what. Actually,
what
he said, Doug, is he said he found thousands of little insect wings that flew out all over the place.
Now,
I do believe those are termites. And here's why. Because when termites swarm, they head for the light. And so in a basement, you'll often find that evidence of termites swarming around basement windows, and sometimes you'll see a lot of it, especially if you have like a drop ceiling or something and you take it down and there's just, you know, tons and tons of wings in there. So yeah, I think, Grant, this says to me that you definitely had or possibly still have a termite infestation, and you ought to have the place checked out by a pest management firm to see if they're still active or not. If the house has never been treated, then I would recommend you do go ahead and have it treated. And when you treat today, the type of treatment I would use would be what's called a non detectable termiticide, and that means that it's a chemical that's put in the foundation perimeter, but the termites don't know it's there. And that makes it really effective because they go through it on their way into your house for a bite, and then they go back to the nest, and they'll wipe out the whole colony because they pick it up on the way in. One that I used was called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R, Termidor Home. That works really, really well. I don't like the bait stations, Doug, where they stick these sticks in the ground and they expect the termites to go there and chomp on them a little bit and then take it back. Because I think the bait stations, usually the exterminators want to sell you like a maintenance contract where they just come and they look at the sticks.
Well, that's the problem with having somebody in the business do the inspection. You always say get somebody who's just an inspector and isn't connected to the business of remediating whatever your problem is. If
that is true, except with pests, the inspection is so part and parcel of identifying what you have.
Yeah.
But I think if you find that you have termites, and with the advice I just provided you, to use the non-detectable termiticides, not the bait stations, you'll be okay.
You know, we have an old cabin on my at my house, not up at the farm, but at the house. And we're rebuilding it, redoing it, and took up the old floor. And I was amazed at what wasn't there, because this cabin's been there for 40-some-odd years and was 40 or 50 years old when they plopped it there. And there was nothing. I expected when they ripped the floor up, we're going to find all kinds of stuff. There was nothing under
the floor.
Was the
floor rotted?
No, well, a couple of places was rotted. Yeah. We replaced a couple of sills. You know, the sills were not great.
Right.
But the floor itself. So we put that new stuff down. When I talked to you about it last year, I was putting siding on one of the backsides of the barn. It comes covered with green. And it's a part of
it's a water resistant membrane.
So anyway, we're using that on the floor. This, you got your how's this pod, this post a picture thing doing the pet photo contest?
Boy, it's amazing. We get so many fun pictures of pets. It's the post a picture of your pet photo contest presented by LL Flooring. We got $3,000 in flooring gift cards, plus some gift cards from Chewy to give away. And you just go to moneypit.com/contest, and you upload a picture of your pet. Tell us, you know, a little bit about your pet. And it doesn't have to be a dog. It can be a cat. It can be a monkey. It can be a bird. You know, we've got all sorts of pets that people are uploading photos of. And you can check out the gallery there as well.
How about maybe we could have a pet termite?
I guess that's possible.
Pet termite, right, exactly. All right, the podcast focus on picking the right primer. We're putting clapboards on where there used to be shingles on the back side of the barn. I'm having the guys stain both sides of it before we put it up, and then we'll stain the exterior. But so many people put
that
up wood.
That is very smart. Yep. When you want to paint a house, you want to prime it, especially if it's new siding. Prime both sides. You know, a board has six sides, not two. So you got to get front, back, and all the ends, sides and ends.
Ends and sides, right.
Yep. Makes a big difference.
You know, it really is silly if you don't do that because you're just shooting yourself in the foot. A lot of contractors are lazy or they won't do it, and the stuff will be rotten in 20 years or less. It just does. It just rots.
Some of the siding today like that is available pre-primed.
Pre-primed, yes, I noticed that as well. Yeah. But I didn't want to spend the money, so it's easier for me to have the guys do it then. Pay extra. Besides, it wasn't available anyway. Tommy the K, check out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.